I like mayonnaise on my
I can't eat mayo.
Mayonnaise on your
Hey girl boxes.
Hi.
I'm making a sound like a woman should.
We know, sexy mama. Jonathan, shut up. I'm getting tired of your ass. That's rat. That is rat.
Oh.
Cue the sound effect from Sydney.
That's rat. You guys
tired of your ass.
Did you guys fight for a little bit? Just fight. Just fight.
Not
the fight. Oh, okay. Okay.
Jonathan, drag each other. Go.
Ever since you dropped Humphrey in that radioactive voice, I've had a pick with you. Whatever the fuck that means. You are just so disrespectful. You know, I send you daily inspirational emails and selfies, and you ignore them. You ignore them. I put everything into this friendship, into this relationship, and you just nothing back. Nothing.
Wasn't
nothing at all.
Wasn't marriage fake?
No, it wasn't. Okay, well, maybe, but it's still.
No, because we literally got divorced.
No, we didn't. That's
yes,
fake.
We did. Yes, we did.
I think that it's time for you guys to move on from that. It's been like two episodes.
It really,
I just feel like you guys either need to grow up, move on, be adults.
I have moved on from all of it. It's just, I just don't like it when he ignores my inspirational
quotes. Guess what? It's too late because Jonathan is with me now.
No. You get him every Tuesday and Thursday. I get him on Mondays and Fridays.
I get him Mondays and Fridays.
Then I get him Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Just pull the hair on my wig.
Well, not anymore because you guys are divorced. He doesn't want you. He's going to spend all his time with me and my jacuzzi.
Not you just sending me an email. You guys.
Hey!
Oh!
Hey!
You can say, I'm very discouraged. What should I do? Master says, encourage. What?
Who says what?
But stop emailing me.
So first of all.
2012? Continue.
I think everyone should say their big three right now before we
okay.
Hop in.
Who goes
me
first?
Me first. I'm first.
Okay.
I am an Aries sun, Sagittarius moon, and a Scorpio rising.
Okay, Sydney.
I'm a Gemini sun, Libra moon, Cancer rising.
So you have no emotional control.
Jonathan?
I am a Pisces sun, Gemini rising, and Gemini moon.
Yes!
Oh my goodness! We both have Gemini rising. Mine is Sagittarius sun, moon in Taurus, and rising in Gemini. So
perfect. We all have Gemini placements except for McLovin.
Boo!
Is it because I'm gay?
Stop it with the emails!
You 2012, I'm at the Super Bowl.
What does it say, Jonathan?
We want to know. We can't read it.
Awesome. Since 2012 is a picture of a monster truck. What is this?
Jonathan, be a Fruit Loop in a world of Cheerios.
Whatever. Let's continue this.
Your sandwich is so good.
Oh, I'm so glad, Nagai. I slaved over it for you.
Nagai literally said that she was making it, but okay.
Right. Taking my credit.
What about my internet?
Black.
Ooh. What did I miss? I literally cut out for a second. I hear this.
We stay going off topic.
No, guys, go back to topic.
That was a joke.
Okay, guys. So
thank you for clarifying that.
Hey. Science here. We're talking for a second here before we get into fries and mayonnaise, mustard, ketchup.
Jonathan, what are you giggling about?
What is the giggling about right now?
Nothing.
It's so disrespectful, honestly.
It's nothing. I promise.
Are you guys laughing? Are you guys laughing at me behind my back?
I promise.
You promise?
You promise, promise?
Thank you, promise, Jonathan.
Continue, please.
So I'm going to be reading you guys a sun size that we're going to see if it matches. Commercial break. The next few clips are about to play. I literally was glitching the whole entire time I was speaking. No one else was glitching. It was just me. I don't know why. But I was glitching like basically the whole time and I was the one talking the most. So it is really hard to understand. And I left most of it in because I literally have no other recording of this. So I hope that you guys can somehow make out what I'm saying. But also at the same time, it's kind of funny because I sound like a chipmunk the whole time. I don't fucking know. But anyway, goodbye. Hope you guys enjoy. I don't care. Pisces men, bad traits. Oh. Many Pisces men are moody. They think with their heads when they're...
Jonathan's very moody.
What? How am I moody?
You take a long time to get over the pain. The pain and suffering of not one, but two lesbians and Nagai.
Yes, not one. Right. No. Nagai is very, very, very sweet. She is the only thing good in this world. Meanwhile, there's me and fuck-ass over here.
Excuse me? I have a name.
Kate is the love of my life.
Oh my god, you are the love of my life.
Wow.
Oh my god.
I'm no one's jacuzzi.
She's in PJ's jacuzzi.
When I'm Pisces... in my sink.
Excuse me?
You're in your what?
Sink. How do you fit in that? Aren't you like 6'3"?
He's
too perfect. He's too perfect to not fit in the sink.
Oh, you're so right. They might say things they might say they forgive the other person, but they will dwell in their bad feelings. Pisces secretly hold periods of time because they can't get over their hearts. They have a hard time planning for the future because they think more about the past. Pisces are extremely gullible. Yes, you remember when we told him that your brother ate a lizard. The guy, did you know that? That this bitch literally told Jonathan, we told Jonathan that Kate's brother had ate a lizard and was dying. And Jonathan was like, oh my god.
I did not believe it. Because it wasn't adding up. I was like, what person would eat a lizard?
Your brother ate a lizard?
No, it was a joke. No, he's fine, I think. Right?
Oh.
I don't really know where he is. I'm assuming he's fine.
Others can take advantage of their kindness easily. Pisces see the best in people, so they never notice red flags. It's pretty easy to trick the zodiac sign or manipulate them into doing what you want. Jonathan was manipulated into this podcast.
He was manipulated. He was gaslighted. Why
are
you saying manipulated?
Nipple.
You're saying manipulated.
Pickle.
He was manipulated.
Oh my god, he's come for your pickle.
These are Pisces men good traits. Pisces men are extremely creative. They channel their emotions into...
Jonathan loves dancing.
They're not the generous. Berries and cream.
They care more about others than themselves. These men are willing to sacrifice their own happiness.
He loves his Pillsbury Doughboy dance. He loves his Pillsbury Doughboy.
This is how you tell if a Pisces man is in love. Pisces would do anything for their partners, but they have a hard time when they're first. They don't like accepting help from anyone.
Yeah.
Their own problems on their own. Besides, they don't want to bug anyone else with their issues. They never want to cause frustrations. Pisces men rather ease the
right.
Pisces men and SEX. However,
OMG, I'm so excited.
Pisces men love. However, they aren't interested in having one night stands. They need an emotional connection to someone before they will even think about sleeping with them. To Pisces man, like intimacy, remember, they're led by their hearts, not their bodies. That's right, Jonathan Taborn, a man.
Jonathan Taborn is a true patriot of America.
It's time to read up about Sagittarius women. Just Sagittarius. Yep. Let's see what we got going on. Okay, the same website. Okay. I'm getting this from catalog.
I'm a little louder than berries and cream.
Stop it.
Please.
No more of that.
Berries and cream. I'm a little louder than berries and cream.
I'm trying to tell... I'm curious. I don't know.
I'm very Yeah. Yeah, look at hair exactly.
The Sagittarian woman is energetic, adventurous, and wild. She is courageous, wanting to explore everything and anything. She's enthusiastic.
Amen.
Life. Sagittarius is typical. One friend of the group turns the most mundane evening into forgettable and exciting. The Sagittarius woman will try her best to keep the mood light. When it comes to her career, that gives her flexibility and freedom. Rebel. She doesn't like anyone who is in a position of authority.
Period. Fuck the cops.
Mm-hmm.
Sagittarius women, bad traits. Although the Sagittarius women will be very flirty and charming, it's not always genuine. She wants to admire and appreciate she wants to be admired and appreciated by everyone, constantly wanting attention from them. Narcissism is one of the worst qualities.
Yes.
She always wants her ego to be fed somehow, in some way. Like most fire signs, she wants everyone to be paying attention to her and praising her.
Yeah,
there's no problem with that.
What is so bad about being number one?
Sagittarius woman is very blunt. She truly has no filter, and will say anything at any time, no matter who it might hurt. Sagittarius women tend to be reckless and careless in that way.
I do agree with that, but other than that, I'm pretty great.
Sagittarius women, good traits: energetic and adventurous beings. She is wild and curious about life and the world. Being ruled by the planet Jupiter, she deeply values knowledge, truth, learning, and ideas. Wants to form connections and learn new things from other people, constantly getting fresh perspective. She's the type to want to live life to the fullest. Sagittarius woman in love. Sagittarius woman in love is very confident, or rather cocky. She isn't afraid of rejection and definitely be the kind of woman to make the first move. She's not the type to pine for someone from afar. She thinks that makes her look weak. Instead, she will approach the person she's interested in, know them.
It never works, but yeah.
She can flee from any potential commitment. She's the type of woman to lead people on and keep them around for ego boost. It's time to read up about an Aries.
I have an Aries brother. He's a little piece of shit. Yeah, his name's Adam.
Well, my name is
Adam Levine.
Oh my god, Adam Levine.
Yeah, his birthday is April 13th. Gross.
Not the attack.
Okay. You can tell a lot. For instance, Aries are passionate, fiery risk takers. They laugh in the face because they are fearless. They never back down from a challenge. If you're interested in dating an Aries, here's a few things that you need to know.
That lady. Listen real close.
Listen close, guys.
Already.
They never take no for an answer. Once they make a decision, there's no changing their mind. After all, the Aries symbol is a hard-headed ram. They are ruled by the planet Mars, which represents god of war. Aries never back down from a fight, and they are willing to work hard for what they There's Aries where? Are also surprisingly sweet. Although they may come across as cold at first, they are sensitive deep down. They pretend they are independent and don't need anyone. However, they care about their friends and family more than they would admit.
That's so sweet.
Here's some Aries bad traits for you guys.
Oh, great. Sydney's just listing everything she hates about me.
Stop. I'm reading from the website. Aries are extremely impulsive. They have to think through their decisions, and they simply do whatever feels right at the moment. This can cause them to get into trouble. Sometimes they'll hurt other people without realizing it. They don't mean to be hurtful. Aries are simply too blurt for their own good. They blurt out what they are thinking before thinking through the consequences. Aries are also restless. They have for long periods of time. They don't want to get trapped into a routine because they crave adventure. Aries wants to live wild and free. They would much rather of things in their life than consistency, doing the same thing over and over again. It's they get bored fast. Here's some Aries good traits, okay? Aries are hard workers. They're dedicated, responsible. When it comes to their careers, Aries realize nothing good comes easy in life. They need to work hard in order to accomplish their goals. This zodiac sign is ass off for years in order to achieve their dreams.
Amen.
Aries in love. Are you in love with Jonathan? We're gonna find out.
Oh my god, this is about me being in love with
Aries.
Jonathan.
Fall in love. Aries fall in love quickly. However, they also lose interest very quickly. They enjoy the puppy love stage of the relationship more than family. Aries are independent, so they don't need a relationship in order to be fulfilled. They would rather keep themselves get heartbroken.
Is this the world telling me to stay single?
Aries act like nothing can hurt them. Their emotions are extreme. They feel deeply, so true heartbreak is hard for them to get over. As they are afraid of caring too much. This is why it takes them a long time to open up to others. They won't let their walls down until they are sure that the other person could be trusted. Aries and Exie.
No, we don't need to read this out loud. We don't know. I think attacking me with my greatest fears is enough for this.
They are impatient. They aren't going to have blank with their partner. They would rather have wild, adventurous blanks. Aries are open to trying new things inside and outside the bedroom. Who's comfortable experiencing, experimenting because they will get bored if it becomes too repetitive.
Oh my god.
Wow.
How are you guys holding up so far?
I feel like kind of attacked right now. I'm going to be completely fair. I did not know. I feel really attacked. I'm going to be honest. That's the best word for it.
Let me tell
you. Oh.
Something about
something. Can my woman is a dynamic or as negatively considered two-faced?
Yeah, because you are.
Can be quite fickle and inconsistent personality. She's distant and moody at one point until caring
the next. Men are very open.
Experiences traveling.
Cool.
Quite unpredictable.
She's trust in.
Oh, sharp. Well, sorry, ignore me.
She loves gossip, giving advice and ideas, having deep talks late at night. However, this isn't always a good thing since Gemini women are good at communicating. They can be quite quite persuasive and scary.
What is so funny?
You're quite persuasive. That's how you got all of us on this podcast.
I'm quite persuasive.
Manipulative. Gemini women can be quite two-faced. She is inconsistent in her personality, the way that she acts with people. This could also be considered indecisive. Gemini women tend to get bored easily in relationships, constantly craving something new and exciting. She's very opening to traveling and new places. Whoa. Not saying all that. Because of this, she might be the type to cheat. Oh!
Ooh.
Never cheat on anyone in my life. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
I've never thought about it.
Her relationships might be very intense just because she wants her stimulating at all times. This is Gemini woman good. This is good traits. Okay. Gemini women can be quite tender and gentle. She is very adaptable and willing to go with the flow. She is more focused on the present moment rather than the past or the future. With her mutable quality, she will go with the flow. Gemini women like solving
intelligence
full of ideas and information. She has the ability to think quickly on her feet, especially if it's something that has grabbed her interest. I feel like I just read this. Okay, Gemini woman in love. This is how you guys know. And I'm gonna be the I'm gonna be the true false detector here. The Gemini woman is in love, or be quite flirty. She likes sweet talking. She enjoys having someone, especially if it's a partner. If you ask a lot of personal questions or pressure her into commitment, she will leave. She doesn't want to feel owned. If you want love to be in the cards for you to trust her, it's hard to say how loyal she will be, though Gemini women tend to get bored easily in a relationship. She will most likely be the type to have casual hookups. But if she is in a relationship with you, she will want to be mentally and physically stimulating. She wants to be excited about the relationship she's in. If she doesn't feel enthusiastic about her partner and her blank life, she'll probably get out and look for someone or something else.
What?
Gemini woman in SEX. She will be the type to make the first move. Oh. She will love blank and doing exciting things in the bedroom. Since she wants her relationship to be stimulating, she will want to experiment in the bedroom too, trying new positions or
Okay.
She would try anything to spice up her blank life. I don't have any words.
Wow.
You don't have anything to say.
That's interesting.
Do I have anything to say? Do I think any of that is true? No.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Because of technical difficulties, this will be the end of the episode. Thank you, and keep on girl bossing.